Happy spring, everyone, and the spring equinox. And my guess is anyone who's a gardener of any measure, your mind and heart are in motion already in this regard. Mine certainly is. Our question still is who? Who showed up? Who is here right now? And we could also ask why? Why are you here? And the who is probably going to be, again, the fluidity of who, the changeable nature of who, is probably going to be conditioned a fair amount by why. So let's just sit with that for a minute. And maybe, think, contemplate in different situations. Maybe how your morning has gone so far. And those on podcasts, how your day has gone so far. How the who has fluctuated, has been a changeable, dynamic. Changeable dynamic according to the why, or conditioned by the why. And you, as you reflect on this, might find only slight variations in the who. You might find great swings of changeability and everything in between. So we're just observing. We're just getting to see this, to notice it, to have insight in the wide variety of ways that we can about this sense of self, this who. And already everyone is getting, more calm, more present, even though there's a mental process has been engaged. We feel that. We feel that there's some shamatha already present. Might be a fair amount of presence for some people. We notice. Stay with that. There's a who's staying with it, of course, and the who has noticed, of course. When we stay with that, and as that kind of develops, that presence naturally through the contemplation and the soft openness that was brought forward by the simple question. Now abiding as you are, nothing fancy, nothing has changed, just abiding. Can we all find this who? This changeable, morphable, and my guess is it's unfindable for everyone. That this who, this sense of self, is non-locatable. Let's be with that in presence. Just simply be. However you are in your posture, however you are with your eyes, however you are right now, perfect. This you that is unfindable. Except in that it has a very vivid, very tangible, and familiar kind of sense, set of senses, a collection of almost like sub presences, an emotional presence, a mental presence, a range of mind, and so forth, right? But more than that, is it locatable? Is it findable? Or is presence, does presence just kind of take over? And however that is for you this morning. Now, of course, it is valid to wonder about presence. Is presence findable? And I wonder if most of us, if not all, immediately said yes to ourselves. I did. I do. Presence is findable. For me, I don't know about you. And is it locatable? My response in myself immediately is yes, everywhere. How about you? And also, a question of, is there any doubt about your own experience? For me, no. Presence is absolutely locatable and findable. Locatable as in everywhere, completely pervasive. And similarly, so, again, I can only answer for myself as far as who. Unfindable, as if conjured up like a magical illusion over and over again, momentarily, according to situations and people and weather patterns. How about you? And so we are this union, a union of both. What do we call it? Whatever we call it, right? There's the beingness, and the personality. There's the soul and the personality. I mean, whatever terms anybody uses. Buddha nature and the self, and again, any kind of words, Christ consciousness and the self. We are both. But it seems of value to directly within oneself. Because we've asked the question, we've been led through contemplation to who, where is this who? And the same question about presence, beingness, so forth. Now, my guess is that many people who are here, you could do the same thing with the idea of soul, but that's another. And my guess is that it won't be findable. It will be experienceable, just like the sense of self, but it might not be findable. And that would be another worthwhile contemplation to do. But let's pause for a minute before we complete with our pre with presence. This union, we are a non-dual presence in the world. Not two. We are not two. We are always in union. And if we were to put it in the phraseology of the challenge is, right, if that's the phraseology, it's simply a byproduct, causes and conditions. It's a byproduct of, education since we were an infant and, the externals, it's a byproduct of the externals fundamentally reinforcing, emphasizing one kind of pole of our non-duality instead of the union of our non-duality, or emphasizing the other pole, right? That makes sense. It's very straightforward. And societies and cultures and traditions, etc., are actually pretty much geared toward one side of the equation. Imagine if the world was actually predicated upon presence, the human world, there would be no competition, there would be only love and loving kindness and so forth, respect and so forth. And that would be the case because as we feel into presence, our presence of being, there is only equanimity, there is only peace, there is no struggle, even within ourself, within our own sense of being. There's no questions about, oh, why is this ache or pain happening, or why. Why? That kind of question, even about our physicality, right? Our own aging process and stuff like that. Presence doesn't have those questions. Everything is at peace. So that would be the way of the world if that was the emphasis also. So a meditation path and a path of awakening, a path of self-illumination, automatically, puts us on a different track than the rest of the world, even while we are engaging our life, our profession, our interactions, our relationships, etc., with the world and everyone in the world. And so it creates this question of who it the chameleon of the who ends up almost feeling like it needs to be there more, and it starts to fight for its own existence. This fabrication, this puppet doll created, almost seems to come alive and create, wants to fight for its existence. So, when that happens inside ourselves, it's understandable. So we smile and take a long, so deep breath. And simply feel our heart, our presence. Feel the presence of being, however that is in this moment. And how uncontrived it is. Simple and pure. We take a long, so deep breath. And breathe with the world that is sorting this very same thing out. And feel truth of being. So all through the day, every once in a while, just drop in. Drop into this unfindable that seems to be expressing. Because it will be all through the day. We'll be expressing our sense of self. And it will change so many times through the day. We all have already observed that. Let's keep observing that. How it changes, why it changes, what causes its fluctuations, modifications. And every once in a while, smile and just drop into that unfindability of that which is expressing simultaneously. It's unfindable, but here it is demonstrating, here it is talking, here it is interacting, just like right now. And that non-duality as well, that it is unfindable and yet expressing right now as it is with from me. So, the mind won't be able to sort that out, but we can hold ourselves in that non-duality of the fact from our own direct experience that we have said, okay, I have no doubt. This is unmistaken. You all. Create your day.